I keep chasing, keep on fading before I find my crock of gold. And more I'm thinking that the only treasures that I'd ever know are long ago and far behind, wrapped up in my memories of home. Home was a swimming hole and a fishing pole and a field in the muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mama sang Amazing Grace while she hung out the clothes. Home was an easy chair with my daddy there and the smell of Sunday supper on the stove. My footsteps dragging me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. Miles that lay behind me weren't as hard as the miles that lay ahead. And it's too late to listen to the words of wisdom that my daddy said. And the straight and narrow path he showed me turned into a thousand winding roads. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. Home was a swimming hole and a fishing pole and a field of the muddy road between my toes. Home was a back porch swing where I would sit and Mama sang Amazing Grace while she hung out the clothes. Home was an easy chair with my daddy there and the smell of Sunday supper on the stove. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going home. And the straight and narrow path he showed me turned into a thousand winding roads. My footsteps carry me away, but in my mind I'm always going
home. Welcome to From the Shamrock Shore, coming to you from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. You're listening to KRVS, and I'm your host, Heather Cole Mullen. That was Sean Cain with his sister Dolores Cain singing harmony on a song called Home, originally sung by Joe Diffie and written by Andy Spooner and Fred Lehner. This week, we'll be listening to the music of the Cain family from Cahir le Strann near Tuam in County Galway. Their famous family of singers, going back musically for many generations. That was the most recent generation there, Sean and Dolores. But now we'll be listening to music from their aunts, Rita and Sarah Cain. Rita was born in 1922, and Sarah was born in 1918, and they were born into a family, all of whom played instruments and sang, and frequently hosted other musicians and singers from East Galway and beyond. Their mother, May, was a collector of traditional songs and tunes, and Sarah and Rita were given accordions in 1939. They both lived their entire lives together in the house of their birth in Cahir le Strann, and they played as part of Cain's Cayley Band in the 1950s and 1960s. They recorded two CDs, and we'll listen to a few tracks from a CD released in 1985 on Gwail Lynn Records called At the Setting of the Sun. We'll hear the jigs, the Cararo and Waylands, played by Rita Cain, and then the song Once I Loved.
¶¶ once I loved with fond affection, one whose thoughts were dear to me, until there came a dreary parting. Nevermore he will speak to me. Go and leave me if you wish to. Never let me cross your mind. If you think I proved unworthy, go and leave me, I don't mind. Many's the night, love, as you lay sleeping, dreaming of some sweet repose, while I, a young girl, left broken-hearted, listening to the wind that blows. Go and leave me if you wish to. Never let me cross your mind. If you think I proved unworthy, go and leave me, I don't mind. Here's the ring that first you gave me, when our hearts there were entwined. Give it to that dark-haired lady, she'll never know that it once was mine. Go and leave me if you wish to. Never let me cross your mind. If you think I proved unworthy, go and leave me, I don't mind.
I am a rambling Irishman. In Ulster I was born in, and man is the happy hours I spend on the banks of sweet Loch Erin. For to live poor I could not endure, as others of my station. To Mary Kay I sailed away, and left this Irish nation. Right Antanana, Antanana, right Antanana, Antanana.
That was the band De Dannon from their 1975 self-titled album With the Rambling Irishman. That was their first big single in Ireland, and after that, De Dannon began touring throughout Europe and the British Isles and America, and the singer there was Dolores Kane. Before that, we heard her aunts Rita and Sarah Kane, who raised Dolores from the age of 4 and taught her to sing and many songs that she continued singing throughout her life, and music as well. She made her first recording for Radio Erin at the age of 5, and she continued performing with her aunts after that as well. After she joined De Dannon, helped found De Dannon, she married the multi-instrumentalist and singer John Faulkner, and they moved to Britain. She left the band De Dannon, and they formed two successful other bands, The Real Union, with John, Martin O'Connor, and her brother Sean Kane, and Kinvara as well. During this time, she also recorded her first solo album called There Was a Maid in 1978. And this is a song from that album where she sings in Irish. It's called Tá Mo Chlánas Déanta, My Match is Made. Here's Dolores.
Tá Mo Chlánas Déanta, Ó Aruere. Sní mo na gudanin on ban lam fen a foki me mo yi a gisemot me lam fen a mo fod na gel che kri O jairi melom fen gaur evlo Is fur mishelicher o ma vilagra Ule me ans molin is an land av dara Gareli magra hersalje O hiul meshi ser Agas hiul meshi shir Hiul meshi karki Agus rádje balakli, a saula machalindjas, ni a kev mishariv, si an bandov adag machri chratje. Far away I am today from scenes I roamed a boy, and long ago the hour I know I foresaw Illinois, but time nor tide or waters wide could wean my heart away. Oh, forever true, it flies to you, my own dear Galway Bay. Oh, grey and bleak, by shores and creek, the rugged rocks abound. But sweet and green, the grass between, as grows on Irish ground. So friendship fond, all wealth abound, and a love that lives always. Bless every home, peace.
Was the song Galway Bay, performed by Dolores Cain and her then-husband John Faulkner on their 1983 album Salo Grua, from when Dolores was 30 years old. They were living in England at that time. We'll continue with a few more of her signature songs. In 1985, Dolores moved back and rejoined the band De Dannan, and she recorded two more albums with them, Anthem, and then an album called Ballroom. And we'll hear from that album a song called Far Away in Australia. And after that, we'll hear a song from her second solo album called Caledonia.
Sweetheart, I'm bidding you fond farewell. I will be yours someday. I'm bound for a new land, my fortune to try, and I'm ready to sail away. Far away in Australia, soon will fate be kind, and I will be ready to welcome at last the girl I left behind. Oh, you can't leave me, this poor maiden said, I will not let you go. But I must leave you, he gently replied, if for only a while. Watching the whole
the changes that have come over me in these last few days. I've been afraid that I might drift away. I've been telling old stories, singing songs that make me think about where I come from. That's the reason why I seem so far away. I've traveled hard, sometimes with conscience flying somewhere with the wind. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. But if I should become a stranger, I'm sitting here before the fire, the empty room, a forest choir. The flames have cooled, don't get any higher. They've withered now, they've gone. But I'm steady thinking, my way is clear, and I know what I will do tomorrow. When the hands have shaken, the kisses flowed, then I will deal. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. But if I should become a stranger, no, it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever.
That was the song Caledonia, sung by Dolores Cain from her 1988 self-titled CD. That song is very popular within the Irish folk singing genre, and it's one of her most recognized songs. Dolores stopped performing as much as the 90s came along. She was struggling with alcoholism and depression, both issues which she went to treatment for during that decade and since. But her brother Sean began singing and performing and becoming more popular, and we'll hear from him in just a moment. But first, we'll hear a few more tracks from their aunts, Rita and Sarah Cain, Here they are with the reel, the hop down, and after that, a beautiful song called A Store McCree.
Your heart will be sorely grieving. The strangers' land may be bright and fair, and rich in its treasures, golden. Your pine, I know, far that long. And the love that is never olden. A storm of cree in the stranger's land. There's plenty of wealth and dwelling, where gems adorn the great and grand. There are faces with hunger paling. When the road is tiresome and hard to tread, and the lights of their cities blind you, not on a store to Ireland's shore, and the one you leave behind you. A storm of grief when the evening's mist over mountain and sea is falling. Oh, turn around and then you'll list, and maybe you'll hear me calling. For you will surely miss. For somebody speedy returning, Neron, oh, come back soon to the one who will always love you.
My name is Willie Riley in Dublin. I was born, and for my bad behavior I was forced across the foam. With me bundle in on my shoulder, my shillelagh in me hand, or to ramble the bushes of Australia like a true-born Irishman. The wind being in our favor, we raised our sails with glee, and we gave three hearty cheers, me boys going down the Irish Sea. We gave three hearty cheers, me boys going down the Irish Sea, and on the 11th day of April we landed in Portugal. Put me bundle in on my shoulder, my shillelagh in me hand, but around the bushes of Australia like a true-born Irishman. And when we reached old Melbourne, the ladies danced with joy, says one of them to the other, here comes that Irish boy. And some they drank from glasses, and some they drank from cans, and we sang and danced all round the house to the health of this Irish man. Put me bundle in on my shoulder, my shillelagh in me hand, but ramble the bushes of Australia like a true-born Irish man. Understand why you're going to wear this Irish boy all the way from Paddy's land. Says the daughter to her mother, should I do the best I can, since I ramble the bushes of Australia with my true-born Irish man. With me bundle in on my shoulder, my shillelagh in me hand, but ramble the bushes of Australia like a true-born Irish man. With me bundle in on my shoulder, my shillelagh in me hand, but ramble the bushes of Australia like a true-born Irish man.
And that was Sean Kane singing from his very first CD released in 1994, All Heart, No Roses. Sean was born in 1961, 8 years after Dolores, but he was also influenced by his aunts Rita and Sarah, who we heard before that, and he was a founding member of the group Arcady, along with Francis Black, Sharon Shannon, Cathal Hayden, and Johnny Ringo McDonough. We'll hear another song from him now off that very first CD called The Man from Connemara, and then after that we'll hear a few tunes, one he calls Rita Kane's Fancy, and then the Shaskeen.
Stones, the ocean thundered in his bones. His heart was tempered by its throne, the man from Connemara.
always stood out from the crowd. This noble horse, both strong and proud, he liked to speak his thoughts out loud, the man from Connemara. When he was young, he took a mind to leave his native home behind. Meet any challenge he would find, the man from Connemara. He made his way across the sea and started his own family. He never lost his spent his youth among the stones, the ocean tumbled in his bones. His heart was tempered by a throne, the man from Connemara. He carved his place in foreign lands and forged a new life with his hands. And by his word he'd always stand, the man from Connemara. His life was written in his songs, his melodies were old and strong. They teach you heart and linger long, the man from Connemara. He spent among the storms, the ocean tumbled in his bones. His heart was tempered by its throne, the man from Connemara. Thank you.
I rambled in exile. Mid cruel-hearted strangers, far, far from my home and the beautiful Lee, I have struggled alone through all hardship and danger, and braved every fate on the land and the sea. From Columbia's wild forests to windy spicy bowers, on the great foreign river whose sands are of gold, I have sighed for thee still. Mid the birds and the flowers, I love you and will till my heart does grow cold. I robed with fair maidens, with dark flowing tresses, and beautiful eyes have looked kindly on me. But I thought with regret of the smiles and caresses of that fair-haired young maiden that dwelt by the lea. And now I return, but she's not in her bower, where the river flows past with its calm tiny waves. I have called her in vain, for the ivy-crowned tower of sweet English Carolsha of my childhood, to ruin it is falling, and the loved ones that blessed it will greet me no more. But I look on it still, joyous visions recalling, though the tall grass has grown on the step of the door. I would rest with thee soon, with the shamrock above me, from my own native park no more shall I roam, till I'm laid in the grave with the dear ones that love me, as in death they will welcome their one.
That was Sweet Inishkara, sung by Sean Kane from his 1996 CD, Turn a Phrase. That was produced by Artie McGlynn and John Faulkner, and Artie McGlynn was on acoustic guitar there, backing Sean Kane. Thank you for tuning in this week to From the Shamrock Shore. This is coming to you from KRVS, from the Cypress Lake Studios at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, 88.7 FM. I'm your host, Heather Cole Mullen, and I hope you'll join me again next week for more Irish music. We're going to finish off with one last song from Sean Kane, with his sister Dolores joining him on harmony vocals. As you may have noticed earlier in the show, there was a strong country music influence in the area they came from. It was very popular, and they would have grown up listening to it. And this is a song written by Richard Thompson, but it shows some of that influence, and it's called Galway to Graceland.
Oh, she dressed in the dark, and she whispered, amen. She was pretty and pink like a young girl again. 20 years married, and she never thought twice. She sneaked out the door and walked into the night. And silver wings carried her over the sea, from the west coast of Ireland to West Tennessee, to be with her sweetheart. She left everything, from Galway to Graceland, to be with the king. She was humming Suspicion, that's the song she liked best. She had Elvis, I Love You, tattooed on her breast. When she landed in Memphis, well, her heart beat so fast. She dreamed for so long, now she'd see him at last. She was down by his graveside day day. Come closing time, they would pull her away, to be with her sweetheart. She left everything, from Galway to Graceland, to be with the king. Oh, they came in their thousands, from the whole human race, to pay their respects at his last resting place. On blindness she knelt there, and she told him her dream. And she thought that he answered, oh, that's how it seems. And they dragged her away, it was handcuffs this time. She said, my good man, are you out of your mind? Don't you know we are married? See, I'm wearing his ring, from Galway to Graceland, to be with the king. I've come from Galway to Graceland,
be with the King.
Our community is unique, and KRVS strives to reflect that in our programming. You've come to depend on the eclectic array of musical styles, the distinctive personalities of local hosts, and the uncluttered airwaves. We invite you to join KRVS's Cypress Lake Circle, where an annual gift of $1,000 or more helps to keep our unique brand of radio switched on and thriving. Visit our website, krvs.org, clicking on the support button to find out more about Cypress Lake Circle, or call us at 482-